Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Fan. Chad Millman with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Chad, the Chief Content Officer for the Action Network. Chad, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing great, fellas. How you doing?
We're doing well. We're doing well, but we're in a weird spot, Chad, because my partner and I are both very much in the camp that the Browns should fire their head coach, and so we spend a lot of time talking about that more than the game itself. And it is a big game this week. The Steelers Browns tied Week One. Steelers obviously big favorites to win this game at home. When you look at this matchup, do you give the Browns a shot?
I don't know that I give them a shot to win the game, but I do give them a shot to cover, and that's largely because of how they've been playing. You know, they had a really nice run there in the early part of the season before that Chargers game where their defense was playing really, really well. Baker was showing that he can sling the ball downfield with accuracy and keep his team in the game. Then they sort of, you know, the wheels fell off against the Chargers, and it felt situationally like that's what was going to happen. Like, the Chargers were coming in. They've been playing really well against bad teams. The Browns probably had been overachieving a little bit, and the point spread reflected, like, a little bit of sentiment coming in on the Browns because of what they had been doing in sort of high-profile spots. And so then you get to last week, and again, they come back against a team that on the road, and they keep the game close, some really nice plays, really nice throws by Baker. And then they lose in sort of a fluky way. And so I look at this game and I think, wow, the Browns, are they the team that consistently keeps game close? Or are they the team that got blown out by the Chargers? To me, I think they're the team that's closer to keeping things close. They just seem to have a knack for finding a way to get down the field and score when they need to and getting that significant stop at least once or twice a game. Doesn't mean they win the game, but I do think that they're able to keep it close. So I would probably bet on the Browns this weekend at +8.
What do you think, Chad? What holds them back? You know, my partner mentioned the coach and how a lot of people want him fired at this point for the 3-35-1 record. But I mean, is it coaching down the stretch? Is it decisions? You know, like we go back to the Raiders game when the Browns have it, you know, 4th and inches. We thought they should have just went for it and they were up 8 points and win the game. Like those little things, those little decisions, I do believe kind of hold them back to some degree.
Yeah, I mean, I would be entirely unqualified to give a take on sort of why the Browns can't get it over the edge sort of in these games. I just haven't seen all of their games. Like, I've seen a lot of their games because I bet on them. And when I do watch them, I'm always impressed. Like, they seem to me like a team that has a lot of talent but doesn't know how to win yet. And I don't know if that comes from a mentality on the sidelines with the coach and who can't get them over the top that way, or if it's just they're a really young team. And, like, if you look at the sort of marquee positions for them, now that their running back is entirely sort of, they're back, their offensive backfield is rookies. Their top defensive player, two of their top defensive players, and Michael Garrett, and Miles Garrett and Denzel Ward are in their first and second season. Jabril Peppers, I think, is in his second season. Like, you look at this team, it's really young, and it's a lot of raw talent. And so I think there's a team, like, if I were a Browns fan, and I know a lot of Browns fans, it's hard to say it, but I'd be kind of optimistic. Like, this is the kind of team in 2 or 3 years that people are saying, oh, yeah, they're really good. Now, will Hugh Jackson be the coach? Probably not.
No.
But I wouldn't be, you know, I wouldn't be downcast about sort of their prospects.
We are. We are optimistic that if they fire Hugh Jackson and get a better head coach, that the future is bright. Chad Millman with us from the Action Network. Chad, The Eagles and Jaguars both had great seasons last year. Both the Jaguars made it to the AFC Championship game. The Eagles won it all. They're both 3-4. Surprising. Well, I picked the Jaguars to go backwards this year, but certainly not the Eagles. That's a huge surprise. I know Carson Wentz was hurt to start the season, but they still have lost even when he's been back. Which team is more surprising under 500 to you, and who do you like in this game?
I am much more surprised by the Jags. I actually felt like the Eagles would take a big step back this year, and I thought the Jags, believe it or not, I'm ashamed to say it, I kind of became a little bit of a believer in Blake Bortles.
I know.
And I hate saying it, but I thought at the end of the year, he played well enough that with this defense, as long as he didn't screw it up, then they'd have a real chance to be in every game. And what's happened is the defense actually hasn't been playing very well, and Blake Bortles has been playing so much worse. I mean, you look at what happened in that Chiefs game, and that's when the wheels really started to fall off for this team. Like, he threw an interception in the red zone off of an offensive lineman's helmet, you know? And there were, like, there were five turnovers in that game. There was a turnover on downs in the red zone in that game. That was a game where it looked like the Chiefs' defense got healthy, and both the Jaguars' defense and the Jaguars' offense got really, really sick. And it didn't turn around when they played the Texans. And so I'm fundamentally surprised that they are playing as badly as they are. I'm not surprised by the Eagles at all. I think the Super Bowl hangover is pretty inevitable. I actually didn't even pick them to win a division in the NFC East. But this weekend, I don't love this game. It's not one of the four games that I've sort of tagged that I'm going to bet. But I'd probably favor the Jags in the game, just because I do think they're relatively even teams, and you're getting a little bit of value in the Jags being underdogs in London.
You know, it's funny. I looked at tonight's game as the Dolphins and the Texans, and it's not a sexy matchup at all, but both teams are 4-3. One team is going to be 5-3 after this game. And I see the line at 7.5, Houston favored by 7.5 at home. And Brock Osweiler starting again for the Dolphins? I mean, this is that's ugly. But nonetheless, I'll probably still watch it, and I'm sure a lot of people will have action on this game. What do you like in this game?
I am definitely going to watch it. I actually bet the Texans to win the Super Bowl at 20-1 before the season started. I bet the Texans and I bet the Saints. And I will tell you, for the past, for the first 6 weeks of the season, I was really regretting both of those bets. I'm starting to feel a lot better about the Texans. I think their defense is finally playing up to the standard of which everyone expected them to play. J.J. Watt seems to be getting into a rhythm after missing most of last year. Deshaun Watson obviously is starting to get more comfortable and getting the rust off that knee injury. They're just a much better team today than they were a month ago. I think the number in this game is too big. If it were 7, I'd probably play the Texans. 7.5, that half point is everything, right? Like, that's, you win and lose games by either getting either side of that half point. So for me, it's a pass because of that half point, but I do think the Texans are going to win this game.
Chad, the Patriots are a 14-point road favorite this week. Do you know? I mean, that's pretty unusual in the NFL to be a 2-touchdown favorite on the road. Is that one of the biggest favorites you've ever seen for a road team?
It's a massive road favorite.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't the Patriots, it'd be an automatic play for me. You look at earlier this year, the Rams went into Seattle, right? And they were huge favorites, and I was on Seattle. The next weekend, I forgot who they played, but they were huge favorites again. And again,
Denver?
They didn't cover the
Denver? Maybe Denver.
Denver? Right, Denver.
Yeah.
It's really hard to cover a huge spread on the road. That said, no team does it better than the Patriots, and they are the exception to the rule. And the Buffalo Bills, whatever train wreck the Browns have been, the Bills quarterbacking situation is so dreadful. Every time Nathan Peterman is on the field, there's a better chance he's going to throw an interception than a completion. And that's not an exaggeration. That's a statistical fact. He has thrown 10% of his passes have been interceptions. So you've got Nathan Peterman, you've got Derek Anderson. You guys know Derek Anderson, right? So you're going to tell me that I'm going to take Derek Anderson to cover a 2-touchdown spread against the Patriots? I'm not buying it. Just not buying it. So while I would almost always automatically bet the home dog in this scenario, I can't do it on the Bills. Mm-hmm.
One of the best games of the week, Saints-Vikings, is the Sunday nighter. Vikings got off to a little bit of a weird start. They lost to the Bills. They got crushed by the Bills. It was a weird start. But the Saints stunningly undefeated on the road. They usually struggle on the road, but they're 3-0 so far, 2-1 at home. What do you make of this really good Sunday night game?
My favorite game of the week. I'm all in on the Vikings. All in on the Vikings. I think we've reached peak Saints right now. They've won 5 in a row. They had a big win against the Ravens on the road last week in a game against a defense that had been touted as sort of, you know, creeping into historically great defenses for what they've been able to do. But I saw a lot of flaws in that game. I saw them letting Joe Flacco go up and down the field against them. I saw a defense that really seemed susceptible to passes over the middle of the field. The Vikings offense is awesome. And I do think that once the public sees something, remember, point spreads are entirely about public perception. It's what you last saw. It's recency bias. So the recency bias is in favor of the Saints here. They just beat the Ravens, who are getting a lot of credit for things they had done the previous few weeks. And the Vikings, they tied a game. They lost to the Bills. They struggled in other games. They're not as dominant on defense as they were last year. I would not have been, people expected them to be a 6-1, 5-2, 7-0 team by now. So I think you're getting a little bit of value on the Vikings at home. To me, this is still an NFC championship game caliber team. So give me the Vikings.
Chad, do you do any NBA? Do you play in the NBA?
Sure. Yeah.
Will the Cavs win 20 games this year?
Wow. You know what's funny is before the season started, I thought they might. I thought they'd have a chance. But they are a train wreck. I really thought the Bulls were going to be by far the worst team in the NBA. And the Cavs are giving them a run for their money. And the fact that Kevin Love is a little bit banged up, I know he's not playing tonight, I think. I think only sort of adds, it's literally injury to insult. And so it's going to be a struggle for them.
Mm-hmm. Chad, we appreciate it. It's going to be a big-time struggle. We're just hoping they're impossible to watch right now, Chad. We appreciate your time, Chad.
For $2 a game, right?
I think four.
Like $4.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. Yeah. Right? You were able to get, I'm told you could have gotten floor seats before. Floor seats, which are usually, what,
$75?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.